Okay, now let's look at Livaplex. Again, in my blue bag, the Dabomatic method, it's typically got Livaplex because so much of what I want for the liver is already there. It's 30% AF beta food, 21% the liver proteomorphogen, 15% betacol, 13% Spanish black radish, 12% chelated zinc, which also promotes bile formation and flow, chesin, 9% Antrinex. So general liver support, hepatitis cases, toxic liver, allergy, kidney dysfunction, alcoholism, two or three times a day. Typically I'll start at 6, but notice Livaplex is all liver and detox, but very effective. So all of the individual things that I would want are there. That's why I like it so much. We go through a lot in my office because a lot of sick people are sent in. When you deal primarily with referrals from other field doctors, you don't get the easy cases. Well, I got 6 more near death. You want to take them? Okay, sure. Come on in. Take a number. So it's an interesting challenge, but that's why I'm usually using this. Now, by having the combination products sheet or the notes you have here and seeing what's in these combination products, you can, after doing this for a while, begin to scale down and use your choice of the individual components. That'll be your clinical call. It's neither right nor wrong. You'll have a reason, and you may decide, no, we're pretty much cleared out. Let's just go to Hepatrophin. You've been giving that, but in smaller amounts. So very useful information. But I like Livaplex a lot. Livaplex and Albaplex, for most cases at the beginning, because then I know I've left out nothing. There may be more that I need for other systems, but not for this. It's pretty much all there. And again, Livaplex, the sicker they are, the more likely you'll have to start small. I have one lady who was rather paranoid when she called up. She called me, it was about 7 times on the phone before she would ever actually come in. So about the 6th time, I'm thinking, I don't really want you to come in, as a matter of fact. We're moving. I'm not sure where. I'll let you know. And she finally came in and was just a nervous wreck, and it's because she'd been through so much. And so I always try to make sure that the patient has a sense of humor, because if they don't, I really don't want them as a patient. If they can't smile in their misfortune, I probably can't help them, because there's not enough spark left, not enough juice left. Anyway, we decided that what she needed was Livaplex. She was scared to death. I went through, showed her this, here's what each of these things does, and I said, because you're very sensitive, so she said anyway, we'll start you with just 1 per day. She got home, took the bottle, and called me. As soon as she got home, she said, well, I'm opening the bottle. And I mean, there we were on the phone. She said, I've taken out the cotton stuff. I said, careful, they might get out. You know, they're really fast. She said, what, really? And she said, I put the top back on. She said, okay. Just take the damn thing, will you? Just swallow it. It's a suppository. So she took 1, and while it was in her mouth, had a severe reaction. Now, what am I dealing with? I'm dealing with doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. She needed the Livaplex, but there was so much stuff going on that we're still working. She talks to me regularly. I told her I will see her annually. We'll just work on this on an annual basis. You work on getting that 1 Livaplex in. When she still hasn't done it. That bottle will last her for several years. We'll just keep working at this. So.
Degenerating now.
Well, she's already degenerating, so it doesn't matter.